I'm Andrew Richardson, hi, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Imagine yourself as a local GP with a busy practice and only having 10 minutes with each patient. And for the next week, you could not prescribe antibiotics, not at all. I imagine that that would be pretty devastating. A great deal of confidence would drain away, as you would know that a vital means of quickly helping many of your patients would no longer be available. Well, if you told me that over the next week I could not use my normal trance methods, and in particular could not use the rewind method to clear the emotion around powerful memories from their past, I would be similarly drained. Because I want to let you into a little secret. It is that around 75% of the clients I see, whether it is for help with depression, anxieties of any kind, addictions, diagnoses of personality disorder, and so on, or just having issues that need dealing with, will have some kind of trauma lurking somewhere in their past. And so the knowledge that I can use Rewind to clear the trauma or traumas, and that Rewind works nearly every time, well, I think that is pretty amazing. Okay, I'm experienced with Rewind now and can deal with ab reactions and complications, and also if my client does not have a very good visual memory. But knowing this tool is there if I need it, and that it will play a part in the recovery of up to 3/4 of my clients, and I would guess for other human givens practitioners too, well, that is an enormous comfort. And this leads me on to another point that links directly with our human given C mental illness. It is that most mental problems arise from a coping strategy that does not work. For example, we know that excessive and unproductive worrying will lead into depression. So imagine what it would be like to live with trauma memories, with emotions, nightmares and avoidances, etc., that arise without any means of control. It is clear that that could so easily unravel to make one's life even worse. It would be enough to make you, quote, mentally ill, end quote. It also makes you wonder how therapists who purport to help with the mental problems of their clients manage to do so in the absence of any means to de-traumatize, which of course is the situation for most counselors, cognitive behavioral therapists, and psychiatrists. Probably like doctors before the discovery of antibiotics, the answer is that they can help not very well. And in the next podcast, I will be talking in a little more detail about what I mean by trauma, ubiquitous or one-off, large or small, specific or extending, obvious or obscure, you name it.